Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is the day that our Lord has made. It is a day that no one else knows what today holds. And today is Friday the 8th of July, 2022. And we just thank God for waking us up this morning and allowing us to be in this day called today. And we are thankful for his grace that is sufficient for us. We are thankful for his love that covers a multitude of sins. And we are thankful that he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and for the opportunity and that he has given us again today at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And we know it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by his spirit, it is by his grace that we are here. And we thank God. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we are praying a prayer of agreement, for there is power in prayer of agreement. And we know that one can put a thousand to flight, and two can put 10,000. That's what the word says. And we are more than two here. We are more than three, and we can put thousands upon thousands to flight. So let us go before the Lord in prayer of agreement. Eternal wise God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who was, who is, and is to come, the one who does not change, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify your name this morning. Yes, we thank you, Father God, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. You are the air that we breathe. You are the life that we live. We thank you, Father. We reverence you this morning. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us and cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us with your hyssop, Father. Wash us clean, that the accuser of the saints will not have anything to accuse us of. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you for forgiving us of all those sins that we have offended you, whether by submission or by omission. We thank you for forgiving us, and we pray, Holy Spirit, that you teach us and help us, and Father God, that you guide us, that we will not be repeated offenders. We do not want to continue repeating those same sins, Father. We want to learn, and when we ask for forgiveness, when we do not go back, do the same things. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you as we learn from you, Lord Jesus, who came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. In the name of Jesus, for God, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God. I honor you for each and every one of us. Yes, these men and women whom you have given such an assignment to stand on the gap, yes, and intercede for others and stand on the gap, Father, and pray for others. Yes, as we encourage each other, we stand and pray for others. So I pray, Father God, that you bless each and every one of us, Father. Yes, I thank you, Father God, for the consistency. I thank you, Lord, for the persistence that you have and the desire to stand on the gap that you have given us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you protect each and every one of us, Lord. Yes, you provide for us, Father, and some of us need wisdom, yes, to make decisions. Some are on the crossroads and trying to make major decisions in life. I just pray, Father God, that we hear that soft voice, that gentle voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. And not only hear it, but be obedient in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Some are starting new jobs, some are buying new homes and new places to live. I just pray for favor, Father God, that all things work for good for us, Lord, as your people, as your servants, Father. Some are just sick in their bodies. I pray, Father God, releasing the healing power of the blood of Jesus, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. For yes, you were wounded for all our transgressions, and you were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our on you. By your stripes, we are healed. So I thank you, Father God, for healing, Lord, healing in all areas of life, regardless what it is, whether it's just stressed out, some are stressed out by the storms of life, by the dealings of life. I just pray, Father God, for healing and just you, they cast their burdens to you, Father, and exchange their heavy laden with yours that is easy, whether it's mental, Father God, in the name of Jesus, where their minds are not stayed or are not at peace and wandering all over the place. I just pray, Father God, that they be still and know that you are God, and to cast all our cares to you, Father God, whether it's physical headaches, back pains, and any other members of the body that are not feeling well, that are not in order. I release order right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And some are just battling spiritual warfare, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because there is nothing that you cannot heal. You are our healer. You heal all manner of disease. Diseases, relationship-wise, financial, and any other. Even some are dealing with neighbors that are just giving them hard time. I just pray for favor that they be of peace, Father. Peace even with our enemies. That's what your word says, that we can live in peace, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Father. I just continue, Father, to bless us, these prayer warriors, these intercessors, because we stand on the gap and pray and pray and intercede for others and sometimes overlook each other and overlook ourselves. But this morning, Father, I just release your blessing to each and every one of us, that we are blessed going out, we are blessed coming in, we are blessed in the morning, we are blessed in the noontime, we are blessed when we are sitting, we are blessed even in our sleep. Anything and everything that has been said toward us that is not of you, Father, that is negative, we say, go back to the sender. It has no life. It will not produce fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. We reverse it for a blessing in the mighty name of Jesus, that your uncommon favor, Lord, will locate us, that rules and regulations and policies and procedures and price hands. They will be charged on our behalf, that things will work on our behalf. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, I thank you, Father. Those prayers, Father, that are prayed in secret places where no one is there, no one knows what is going on. I pray, Father God, because you are a prayer hearing God, that you hear those prayers and then you answer those prayers. You dispatch your ministering angels to come and minister to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we continue, Father God, to pray and believe for salvation. Yes, for deliverance of many kind, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, yes, that you soften their hard hearts, Father, heart of flesh, and draw them unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we as a church, the body of Christ, yes, this sleeping giant, that we wake up and do what you have called us to do. And we know our number one job is to win souls for the kingdom. So we pray, Father God, for wisdom to win souls, because you said if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask, and you give us without withholding back. So we pray for wisdom to win souls, Father, because that's what your word says, that he that wins souls is wise. So we pray for wisdom to win souls, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, that they come, Lord, and come to you as your word, Father God, say that, come unto me. Yes, you say, come unto me, all ye who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Our world is restless, Father, right now. They are heavy laden. There is a lot of anger, a lot of frustration. Yes, and people just disrespecting the value of humankind and killing people, killing innocent children, innocent people. People supposed to be celebrating life and celebrating whatever it is, but someone just takes it upon themselves to come and destroy and kill, just hired by the enemy, the thief, the devil, who is a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we decree and declare abundant life. Let them have that experience. When he was on his way to Damascus, yes, no one even stood before him and opened a scripture and started preaching to him, but he had a personal encounter with you. I decree and declare that men and women in their homes, their jobs, wherever they are, let them experience, yes, have a personal encounter, that road to Damascus experience, that they will say, who are you, Lord? Whom are we persecuting? They will call you Lord by themselves. And when no one, Father, who has come in your presence, who can live the same. So I pray, Father God, that our world, our brothers and sisters out there, they need a personal relationship with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We honor you as we continue to stand on the gap. And we are believing for 2,200 souls for the kingdom this year, 2022. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you as we trust in you, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus, because you still reign. You are on the throne. Yes, we trust you, Father God, with all our hearts, and we do not lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, Father God, we acknowledge you, and that you direct our paths. You make our paths straight in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for restoring families, Father. We continue to believe and trust in you for the restoration families in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, because you are a God of restoration, whether they are blended families, single parent families. And I just pray, Father God, that you arise, Lord, this restoration, restore fathers back to their children, their priesthood in their homes, that they lead their families in the things of God. I pray, Father God, for order, that husbands love their wives as Christ loved the church. Yes, Christ actually gave himself for the church, for his bride, who is the church, and the wives to submit themselves to their own husbands and loving their families. I decree and declare for the restoration of the Proverbs 31 woman in the name of Jesus, that mothers, yes, are being, and wives are being called blessed by their families in the name of Jesus, and children obeying their parents. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I come against this rebellious spirit, children disobeying their parents and talking back to their parents. I come against it, that they love, they obey their parents, Father, and parents, being parents, give us wisdom, even grandparents, Father, to guide and lead these young people in the mighty name of Jesus, not by intimidation, but by love and wisdom and teach, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, because we all have work to do. Yes, even in the church, Father, in Congress, we congregate, that elderly women who teach the young women. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that everyone is a member of the body of Christ, will function at their respective places in order, Father. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, as we continue to believe and trust in you, Father God, with all systems of our life, that they function and function well. Even our leaders, our local leaders, our national and international leaders, it's their different branches of governance, Father, the executive branches, the legislative, the judicial, in the mighty name of Jesus, that all those systems and those governance systems function well for the betterment of the people in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers this morning. And we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So good morning, everybody. We're going to go ahead and get into the word so that we will, before we open our lines up. So I am just excited this morning with what God is doing. I can believe it is already the eighth day of the wickedest in a whole full week, plus some in this new month of July. And, you know, July is the seventh month of the year. And if I recall well, seven represents the fullness or the completeness. So we are believing God for a completeness, whatever was left undone, incomplete last month or the beginning of the year, it is going to be completed in Jesus' name in all areas of our life. And we are excited because today is also day number 3 of our fasting and prayerful we do every month at the beginning of the month. And let's not make this like a ritual or like some box we just check and say we have done. We are in spiritual warfare. We are in the midst of war right now. But the good part of our war, it is already won. All we need to do is show up and do what needs to be done, because the battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord's. And our theme is we are fasting and praying. If you have missed it and you need the scripture, I believe the scripture of the week is also the scripture and the theme for our prayer, which is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. And I will encourage you to, you know, take some time and read actually the whole book, and you will not be disappointed. So we are praying for focusing, you know, that we maintain our faith and trust in God's truth, because he is the truth. His word is truth. He is love. His word is love. And not for us to be deceived or misled by doctrines from people who are not of God. It just reminds me of Galatians 6:7. You can write that down and you can check it out. I believe in summary, it says not for us to be deceived, for God cannot be mocked. So we are focusing on us to maintain our faith and our trust in God, that we don't get entangled in all what is going on, because right now there is a lot of chaos. There is a lot of noise, but we need to have our spiritual antennas now up high, and so that we can tap in what God is doing. And he is still sovereign. He is still great. He is still God. He still reigns. You know, anything and everything around us goes up and down. It changes. Look at the economy. Look at what is going on. There's chaos and everything changes. But one thing that does not change, that remains, is our God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we want to stay connected, our discernment, and to know who our God is, and from the word of God. And John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It is time to stay connected and worship our God in spirit and in truth. And all that, we get it from the word of God. That's how we know what the truth is. And the Bible says when we know the truth will set us free. So that's why we are able to be calm in the midst of all this chaos. And our family members and our friends, they will be like, why are you so calm? Why are you so together when everybody else is scattered, when everybody else is running around and complaining about gas prices and complaining about economy? But we have an understanding that our affairs are not handled on this world, but they are handled way above. Although we are in this world, but we do not operate on worldly rules and regulations. Not that I'm advocating that you break the rules. We still comply with our laws and the law enforcement. We still do right. And it is easy, you know, for us to do, because we submit ourselves to God. And John 14:6 says, Jesus, he is the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through me. So there is no ifs and buts. There is no shortcut. There is no any other way. There is no a bribery back door or anything. But he is the way, the truth, and the life. Even when Jesus was alive, there is this mother who wanted to bribe Jesus. He wanted his sons. He's like, okay, Lord Jesus, okay, can you do me a favor? I'm just paraphrasing here. Can you do me a favor? I have two sons. So can one of my son be on your right and my other son on your left? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So regardless of how much we love our children, we parents, or we grandkids, parents, how much we love our grandkids, we cannot bribe them to heaven. They have to be saved. That's why we are encouraged at this platform to continue praying and interceding for our loved ones, for our families, our children, our neighbors, because there is no any other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And another scripture I want to give you is from Acts chapter 12, verses 5 and 13 through 14. You can read the whole chapter, but I'm gonna read for you verses 5, and then I will skip and read verses 13 to 14. This is Peter's miraculous escape from prison. You will read the story of Peter when he was in prison and he escaped in a miraculous way, because our God is a miracle working God. He is doing miracles. He did miracles then. He is doing miracles right now. So at this particular time, okay, let me read verse 5. Then I will explain a little bit. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. And I skip, I go on verse 18. Peter knocked at the outer entrance. And a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it and explained, "Peter is at the door." It is an interesting story. What I want us to pull out of this story is how miraculous Peter escaped the prison. So when you read, you will hear how Peter got in prison and how he escaped through prayer. The Bible says on verse 5, when Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. Peter was kept in prison. We here have been going on. I think we are heading on to week number 6 now, if I'm not mistaken. But I do know that since last month, we have been spending time interceding for our nation against all this spirit of murder that has overtaken our nation. I do believe that our country, our continent, has been kept in prison, has been taken, held hostage by the devil, by this evil spirit of murder, killing people. I mean, just this past weekend, I lost track. I don't even want to listen to the news anymore, because there is killing, shooting after shooting right here, not too far from where I live. You know, two people got killed, the other day after the 4th of July, not even talking about what happened on the 4th of July. So our nation is being kept in prison, and we are the church. We are the church. And as we continue praying, the Bible says to pray without ceasing, to continuously praying. And we serve a God who hears prayer. We serve a God who answers prayer. And prayer changes things. I do believe if we do not pray, if the church does not pray, things will be even worse. We are calling and saying things are worse. I think it will be even worse than what it is. It's not the way it should be, what the enemy intended it to be, because the prayers are working. So let's not lose hope. Let's not lose heart. Let's not lose faith. Let us continue believing, and we pray our day where Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and we go and answer the door, and we see he is at the door, he's coming. The day where our nation arise again, where our nation get back to the godly principles, get back to worshiping God, reverencing God, not only writing it on our money, in God we trust, no, to truly trust God, where our governance, our leaders trust God, do what is right, where they will not be manipulated by power, where they will not be controlled by power, and where they will not be controlled by money, but to do what is right. While we are waiting for our nation to get back on their feet and do what is right, we continue to pray. We continue to pray. Mark 13:33 says, take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. But take heed, watch and pray. This morning I want to encourage us that let's continue praying. Let's not get weary. Let's not get tired. Our God hears, and prayer changes things. There are wars that are being won in spiritual realm right now. If we let our God down, it will be worse. It will get truly out of control. We think it's out of control, but it will be worse. Let's continue praying. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say to you, whatever thing you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Whatever thing you ask, we are asking God on behalf of our families. We are asking God on behalf of our nation. We are asking God on behalf of nations. So let us believe as we are praying that we receive it. And when we do so, we will. We will. It is done. Let us ask. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given unto you. And when we seek, we will find. And when we knock, it will be open, not in a pompous way, but with a humble heart. God is not a deaf God. He is a hearing God. He hears. Not only does he hear, but our God answers prayer. He is a prayer answering God. As big as he is, as able as he is, as mighty as he is waiting for us to ask. He is waiting for us to pray. When we do so, then he will act on our behalf. He will do it. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Boy, are we not in a time of need. Our nation is in a time of need. Not only the European countries, not only the northern countries, not even the African countries, the Asian countries, all over the world. We need God's mercy. We need grace. And he is able, as Hebrews just reminded us, Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So we come, we are encouraged on this platform morning by morning to go and seek grace, and that we are aware we are in time of need. And the last scripture before we open the lines, for prayer right now is Psalm 62, verses 11 through 12. God has spoken once, twice I have heard thee, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy. So our God is powerful. He reigns. He is on the throne. Not only that he is a King of kings and a Lord of lords, but he is also full of mercy. All mercies and grace belong to him. He is so loving that he loved us before we knew him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's our prayer. And from through reading the word of God, we have been encouraged here to read the word. We have been encouraged here to pray and pray. And God has spoken once, twice I have heard this. The power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy. So this morning, we're just going to take a moment and we're going to call unto God. And that this young woman, God is not a respecter of any person. When you read the story I gave you in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 12, when you hear about Rhoda, Rhoda was just a maid, a little young lady, a young maid. But God is not a respecter, so we cannot despise ourselves and say, "Oh, I don't qualify. I'm not an ordained minister, or I'm not even an educated person, or I'm not a rich person." No, Rhoda, the girl who had her attendance, she was praying and attentive and also discerning that in that house they were full of people who were praying. The church was praying. But this little girl, Rhoda, the maid, she had the knock at the door. So as we pray, we need to listen. We need to hear what the Lord is saying. She had that knock, and she went and she saw. She didn't even open the door. She just saw and she said, "Oh, that's Peter." And she ran to the news and said, "Peter is at the door." So we as prayer warriors, as a church, we are hearing from God, and we got to tell the world that good news. Jesus is our Savior. He saves us. He is able to redeem us. He is able to rescue us. He's there. He's available. We got to tell the world. We are not going to keep quiet. We are not going to hold back. We got to pass the good news because we have found him. We know he is able regardless of what is going on. So my brothers and sisters, the lines are open right now. Let us go before the Lord at this particular time and just tell the Lord, you know, whatever thing as much has reminded us that, therefore I say to you, whatever thing you ask when you pray, believe that you receive and you will. Whatever that thing, those things that are on your heart, your personal thing, the family thing, the nation thing, whatever thing, let's go before the Lord. And in prayer and believing in God. Let's pray before the Lord this morning in Jesus' name. Oh, my God, my Savior. I thank you for my family, for my children, Father. I put them in your hands, Father. Yes, they are my children. I choose you to put you first, to honor you, Father, in the mighty name of
of Jesus, as you said, all I do in life will betray you, and grace is there, peace. So I pray, Father God, that you be my children. Teach us. Yes, praise Abraham, Queen, my grandkids, Jaden and Dominic, and all my nieces and nephews, they call me mom. I pray, Father God, that you do good to them. Be there,
hallelujah,
with their relationship, Father. I just pray, Father God, that you intervene, you are right, Father. Some are struggling, they are healed, Father. I pray you are their healer, you heal their bodies, so their bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Some are struggling, Father God, financially. I pray, Father God, that the end and the fullness thereof will come to you. And silver and gold belong to you, that you bless them, and bless them, my God, so that they are good stewards. Resources you give them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, they need wisdom to learn and comprehend, Father.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
Almighty God, for their families and their personal projects. I'm doing a project myself, Father. I just pray for people,
yes,
more than me. But no one takes advantage of us. No one steals from us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we do this project, Father, whoever comes for help, we have a contract with, that they are honest and trustworthy and truth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Not even a nail will be stolen from any of our projects. In the mighty name of Jesus, that everything will be done in peace and in order. And you supply, Father God, you provide all the finances, all the resources that we do not shortchange them, that they will be rewarded for their work, Father. That we pay them what they are worthy, Father, of their good, and you provide in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, as I continue to pray for my family, my brother, my sister, and their families, and their children, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for doing good for them. And we continue to pray, Father God, for the body of Christ, the church, the leadership, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, even the missionaries.
Thank you.
In the ministry of service that you do.
Thank you, Father.
Even our local leaders, Father, the executive branch, the president, and the vice president, and their cabinet, Father, the legislative branch, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, and and everyone there, Father, the judicial branch, the Supreme Court, and the lower courts, Father God. And we just pray for the whole Congress, Father, that they do what is right, they make and do laws that are for the betterment of the people, for the betterment of the people. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. For in you, Father, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. We reverence you, Lord. We honor you. Yes, because whatever contains us, Father, yes, you care for us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, that we do not lose hope. We do not lose faith. We do not get entangled with the affairs of the world, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, but we let our light shine. We bring hope to the hopeless, Father, as you lead us and guide us and anoint us, Father, because it is your anointing that breaks the yoke. I thank you, Father God, for your anointing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you have spoken once, twice, and said, Father, this the power belongs to you, God, and not to you, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
All mercies belong to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you as we continue to watch and pray, yes, and believe in you, Father, that we receive anything and everything that we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise
you,
Father.
Thank you. spirit of your brother. Lord,
in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Master. Yes, yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
It is done. It is done by the precious blood of Jesus. The battle is won. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, if you are comfortable and have the liberty to give a shout to the Lord, let us all give
hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Yes, Lord!
Hallelujah!
Yes! Yes! He is mighty! He is mighty! He is mighty! He is such a good God!
Yes.
He is amazing God! A precious God! A loving God!
Hallelujah! Thank you, God!
The King of Kings!
Hallelujah!
The Lord of Lords! The Almighty God, yes, He is Jehovah, our
yes.
God, yes, He is Yahweh.
Thank you, Jesus. You alone are worthy, God. The glory is ours.
Thank you this morning, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the bright and morning star. He is our God, the one who does not change. I just get excited. I get excited when I'm in His presence.
Give her 100% report from the doctors that for her kidneys that has started, you know, not doing so good. It's just going like downhill, but she has the faith of God to trust and believe in Him. She's already made the declaration and decrees. So we, you know, just praise God along with her for the victory in Jesus' name that she is healed. She is whole, 100% healing. Doctor report that she is they're functioning at 100% capacity in Jesus' name for her kidneys. Continued prayer for Beverly, continued prayer for Brenda, hallelujah, which getting chemotherapy right now, God, in the name of Jesus for cancer. Father, that healing come forth with that. And for my family members, for the marriages and strength in the name of Jesus, for all intercessors' strength, hallelujah, that knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and, you know, just thanking God for the victory, for unity in the body of Christ, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Marie, and I have a prayer request for Sharon. She had fell in her house, and she had broke her back, and she's in the hospital, so going to have to go in a body cast. For Horace, who had surgery the other day, and for healing for those two, and Tanika and Tours, his name T-O-U-S, and pray for favor over their life, and also pray for safe travel to and from people that attend that. My dad's side, the Scott of Family Day, and also my mama's side this weekend to Peter Wright's reunion, safe travel. And I will be speaking today, on tomorrow, speak what you see and positive versus negative. Let's pray that God speak through me and for me because He knows everybody needs to hear. So everybody have a wonderful weekend, and thank God for the prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, praise God. While we're at this junction, I'm going to go ahead and we need to share about, we're almost near the top of the hour. We've got some prayer requests, and I'm going to share about the focus that we're doing these weeks. Don't know when we're going to end it, but right now we need to continue because we're having so many things happening, and we know that, as we heard our Pastor Scholastica saying earlier, that if it was not for the prayers, it could be worse. So we're grateful today for those who have come, who are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, who are in agreement with what God is doing, and that we're in agreement for the destruction of demonic spirits. So here in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 5, verse 22, it says, "For a great number fell mortally wounded because the battle was of God. And these Israelites settled in their territory until the exile by Assyria more than 5 centuries later." And this reminds me of what we're doing right now, what we're dealing with, these demonic spirits. We know that God can destroy these demons that are out there, the mass murder demon, the demon of Cain, which is a jealous demon that can lead to death, the demon of just murder, the demon of retaliation, and just craziness that's going on, the demon of pride. Those are demons that are causing things to happen in our world. So we're going to continue to pray. Today we're going to come together before we end the hour. And also in the book of Acts, chapter 16, 23 through 26, it says, "And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailers to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." Verse 26 says, "And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed." And so this is just another indication of how people can be in jail. Many people are in jail in their minds. And we need to pray that God will loose those demonic spirits that have clutched their minds. As we heard our sister Pastor Scholastica speaking this morning about Rhoda, who had come, and these they had been praying while the apostle was in prison. So we want to pray today that people will be released from the prisons of demonic spirits. There are demonic spirits that are holding on to people's minds that have them trapped. People come and say that they have these mental issues and they need to be healed and delivered. So there are a lot of things that are demonic spirits that are connected to what is happening in our world. The spirit of confusion is a bad spirit that we see going across this nation. So we're going to pray this morning. We're going to come in. We have these prayer requests that have been given, and anything else that you need to pray about, we're going to go ahead and pray right now in the name of Jesus for the victory. So let's come together. Lord, we thank you this morning. We praise you, God, because we know that
praise
you are the God of
mercy.
We know that prayer requests and you hear the prayers that are going to the right of him. Father, praying him, the Father,
Hallelujah.
I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.